On Tuesday, October the 19th, the Pocahontas County Commission held a special meeting, which began at 10 a.m. The commissioners began by speaking with Hannah Carter, the project manager for the Community Development Block Grant, which will fund the installation of both the HVAC system and a roof at Pocahontas Memorial Hospital. Carter went over a number of technical contractual documents with the commissioners, which are required to be submitted in conjunction with this grant. Next, they discussed the Linwood Alive sidewalk project with Morgan Heyman. Heyman said they are still working on securing easements along the proposed route of the new sidewalk and expected to be able to give the commission an update on these in November or December. He said the state has reduced the funds they will commit to the project by $160,000. And Commission President Walt Helmick suggests that might be made up by reducing the length of the sidewalk, since it appears that one property owner of a 5-acre tract at one end of the proposed project may be unwilling to grant an easement. Heyman said they have asked the Department of Highways, the DOH, for a new budget in an attempt to recoup those lost funds. Helmick also suggested the cost of the project might be reduced by using blacktop rather than concrete for the sidewalk. Heyman said the DOH is not comfortable with using blacktop. The commissioners also discussed what they might fund with the $1.5 million the American Rescue Plan, or ARP for short, has provided to the county. Laura Young from the Family Resource Network asked the commission for $200,000 reimbursement for the funds they lost due to COVID when the West Virginia Department of Rehabilitation, or WVDOR, because of COVID, stopped providing the FRN with fees for service for the FRN to contact persons with disabilities in the county and determine their needs and problems on behalf of the WVDOR. Young explained that the FRN depended on that money to provide the increased demands caused by COVID on their food pantry, utility bill assistance, and other services to low-income people in the county. Commissioner John Rubinsky questioned whether using ARP funds would be appropriate for this without the FRN seeking other ways first to get the funds. Young said that they had no other way to get these funds, and those funds would go right back into the community. Helmick contacted Andrew Robinson of Senator Joe Manchin's Charleston office to get an explanation of what the ARP money can be used for. Robinson said they can be used for projects involving 1. Supporting public health with programs such as vaccine clinics or procuring PPE. 2. Making up for economic loss caused by the pandemic. 3. Repaying lost public sector revenue. 4. Premium pay required by the pandemic for public safety or need. And infrastructure needed because of the pandemic, such as water, sewer, or broadband. Helmick invited Young to ask Robinson about her need for the $200,000. And Robinson said that would fit into the ARP funding. Rubinsky asked if the state had additional COVID funds, and Robinson said that the state has an additional $1.3 billion of COVID relief funding, but has not yet determined how that will be spent. After speaking with Robinson, Rubinsky told Young that she should seek her funds from the state rather than from the county's $1.5 million. Young said that she is asking her local county commission for funds, and that will go back into the local community, and she has no way to ask the state for those funds. For the remainder of the afternoon, the commissioners interviewed and heard presentations from 3 architectural firms bidding for the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital's HVAC and roof project, and from 3 engineering firms bidding to be the engineers for the water sewer project for the property near the hospital. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.